was delivered during a limited meeting held shortly after the president's arrival in Jakarta on Tuesday, following his attendance at the Sharm el-Sheikh summit in Egypt. Transportation Minister Dudi Purwagandhi confirmed on Tuesday in Jakarta that improving transportation connectivity is a strategic step to strengthen national tourism destinations, making them more accessible, competitive, and encouraging economic growth. Both agreed that adequate transportation access would make tourist destinations competitive, both nationally and internationally. And that was the news.
Yeah. Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the cherry tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking Geseng Bangsong. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi such as rawon alas, sego cau, as well as traditional snack such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesia and Wonder for today. I'm Purusa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, we present a keroncong song called Hati Yang Terluka or Broken Heart by Keroncong Biru. The song popularized by Bruri Marantika was released in 1999. The song created by Arianto tells the story of the destruction of love due to being hurt by someone you love. The song lyrics vividly depict the pain that one experiences when the expected love doesn't materialize. The song also creates a powerful image of loss and longing. Listeners can feel the depth of the hurt with each verse recounting a grueling emotional journey. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Biru with the song Hati Yang Terluka. Happy listening!
Darimu,
of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, via listeners and viewers, West Sumatra with its capital in Padang. And it's a province renowned for its breathtaking natural beauty, culture, and globally acclaimed cuisine. Like rendang, of course, the beef dish from Indonesia that was ranked number one food in CNN Travel Reader's Choice World's Best Food 2017-2018. But of course, West Sumatra has more than that. So to find out about West Sumatra gastronomy, Indonesian tourism icon, joining us on today's VOI Talk, Bapak Wahendra, from as the head of Creative Economy Development of West Sumatra Tourism Office. Good afternoon, Pak Wahendra. Thank you for joining us on VOI Talk.
Good afternoon, Mbak Rahma. Thank you for your attention.
Pleasure is ours, Pak Wahendra. And now let's start our mouth-watering trip to West Sumatra. Let's introduce the irresistible food from West Sumatra, Indonesia, to our listeners and viewers around the world. As I mentioned before, that West Sumatran food has gone global. So, according to you, what is the key to West Sumatra's gastronomic success?
Okay, thank you, Rahman. West Sumatra is a new for its urban culture heritage, especially the Minangkabau traditions. Gastronomy here isn't just about food. It is a reflection of identity, values, and community life. Moreover, West Sumatran gastronomy is inspirable from its culture experience. Culinary rituals are often intertwined with ceremonies, music, and oral storytelling, making every meal a mystery experience. The first one, promotion strategy for West Sumatra gastronomies, West Sumatra province have promoted its gastronomy through a blend of culture, storytelling, destination branding, and experiential cuisine. Key strategies include consist of highlighting authenticity, expressing in Minangkabau culinary heritage, especially dishes like rendang as culture icons, leveraging natural landscapes. Places like Lake Meninjau are used to create immersive culinary experience tied to local geographies. Ecotourism and culinary trails. We have integrating food tourism with natural based activity of attract both domestic tourism and international visitors. Government support for culinary tourism. In this case, Indonesia has prioritizes gastronomy as a special interest. Tourism sector promotes and internationally. This is a promote strategy in West Sumatra gastronomy, Mbak Rahma.
All right, Pak Wahendra. You said that gastronomy is not only about food, it's also about culture, tradition, value. Yeah. So what could you tell us more about it that we may not know yet?
Okay. The key with Sumatra gastronomy success may be the first one, local food authenticity. We have to maintain traditional recipes and cooking method is central of tourism satisfaction. And second one, we have culture engagement. We have tourists value the stories and ritual behind each dish, which enhances this experience. Strategic innovation, we have combined culinary heritage with modern tourism infrastructure, such as guide, food tours, and culinary festival. And many others we can do in develop culinary in West Sumatra.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, the cooking method, I think that what makes it a fun, authentic,
yes,
of West Sumatra. Okay, from the
key success, we move to the potential for West Sumatra's gastronomy to go global. How do you view this issue?
Okay, we have some programs we already done, some program to global potential of West Sumatra gastronomies. West Sumatra has strong potential to global markets due to we have the international acclaim. We know the rendang has been repeatedly ranked among the world's best dishes, serving as gateway to broader Minangkabau cuisines. Rendang has been recognized globally even with the world's most delicious dish by CNN Travel. Padang cuisine is popular across Indonesia and world. Culinary tourism is growing, with visitors eager to taste and learn about these unique flavors. And the second one, rich culinary ecosystem, Mbak Rama. Beyond rendang, this is like we have many traditional foods. It's like sate padang, dendeng batokok, and gulai itiak. After that, and variety. Tourism synergy, we have the passion of food, culture, and natural critics at compelling narrative for global travelers. In this case, we have the many traditional food we can develop to culinary specific from West Sumatra.
Okay, so passing down the recipe from generation to generation, that's also important to maintain the authenticity and quality of West Sumatra's gastronomy. Maybe you have the other ways to maintain the authenticity and the quality?
Okay, Mbak Rama, maintain is very important for us because this is traditional import from our government, our local government is very support for the maintain authentic and quality for the local cleaner in West Sumatra. The process, authenticity and quality is the main program for us. The first one, we have support local producer and seed. We save and create, use the indigenous ingredient and traditional technique. And we can develop the traditional technique in the premise, safe in West Sumatra local chef and other people. Culinary education and documentation. It is very important for us. Train to younger generations and document recipes and prevent division. This is the very important for younger generation. And regulates culinary tourism. Ensure that food experience approach to tourists remind to the culture roots. This is the maintain authentic and quality culinary in West Sumatra.
Alright, Pak Wahendra, now this is one of high ranking or top programs from the President Prabowo Subianto, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Rakabuming, that his administration has one of main programs, namely the Free Nutritious Meal Program, or here we call it MBG. We'd like to know how possible that West Sumatran food is applied in this government's program, included in the local dishes.
Yes, Rama, we know that the Nutrition Meal Program is the main program from our central governments, especially Pak Prabowo and Pak Gibran. This is the important program for us, for generations. As we know, there is no in West Sumatra no conflict increasing for West Sumatra locals. This is Indonesia pre-nutrients new programs. The program focus on natural standard maybe, and while local foods might be considered especially the journalists, have not been officially listed. This is the problem. We have the we already discussed with a free Nutrien meal program in West Sumatra to convince that local community in West Sumatra to support free Nutrien meal program, especially for West Sumatra. I think for free Nutrien meal program in West Sumatra, that all is not Barama.
All right, and Wahendra, I think this also would be very important information for VOI listeners who would like to visit Indonesia and would like to taste the food from West Sumatra. Any special culinary events that our listener can visit to enjoy the local food?
Okay. Especially in the West Sumatra, we have the many event for especially for culinary in West Sumatra, in Padang, and the others municipality and regency. We have already done some culinary events, traditional foods, and maybe to develop our chefs, local chefs, to make good species in culinary tradition in West Sumatra. In gastronomy, yeah, we have the concludes, maybe in West Sumatra is more than food. It's a source, of pride, identity, and economic potential. By a celebration and protection this heritage, we ensure that future generations can continue to enjoy and share its richness. West Sumatra gastronomy thrives through authenticity, culture storytelling, and strategic tourism initiative with strong potential or global recognition. Local dishes are not yet confirmed as part of the pre-nutrition meal program. Maybe this is my conclusion for this discuss the afternoon, Mbak Rama.
Okay, thank you, Pak Wahendra. So, in the remaining of 2025, any special events like in this is October, November to December that our listeners can attend?
We have the in October, actually in 24 October, we have the special culinary festival in Padang. This is one of the event to give some what we call opportunity for all the culinary sector in West Sumatra Barat can develop their products in culinary. We have the best festival in West Sumatra in October 24.
October 24. Okay, noted. And let's mark the calendar and come to the city of Padang, ya Pak.
Please come to Padang, visit the Padang West Sumatra, and we enjoy that festival, culinary festival in Padang,
yes.
24 October.
So much more than rendang, right? And also sate Padang. Okay, seems like now I'm getting so hungry, Pak Wahendra, and cannot wait to go to the event in the end of October. Thank you so much, Pak Wahendra, Head of Creative Economy.
Thank you for you in Padang.
Thank you so much. Looking forward. As the Head of Creative Economy Development, West Sumatra Tourism Office, we just talk about West Sumatra gastronomy, Indonesian tourism icon, and let's make it go global. Thank you, Pak Wahendra. Thank you for joining us and have a good day.
Thank you for West Indonesia.
Thank you. Bye. Well, listeners, that's today's VOI Talk, taking you to West Sumatra Province, Indonesia, where you can enjoy various delicious food. And not only food, like Pak Wahendra said, it's beyond food. It's all about tradition, culture, and values as well. Stay tuned for more inspiring, insightful talks from Indonesia, only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kosowami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tagepe. To make kasuami, initially tagepe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the tagepe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tagepe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Lama kau ku dengar. Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me.
Now going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the cherry tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is mainly found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking Geseng Bangsong. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi such as rawon alas, sego cau, as well as traditional snack such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Jatuh cinta pada dirimu, seolah tak ada ragu di dalam hatiku tentang dirimu. Sungguh indah ku nikmati warna-warna pelangi di matamu. Terbawa dalam mimpi jauh bersamamu.
bersama berjalan dalam waktu hingga di penghujung. Ku harap takkan ku terlepas dari hatimu. Kau cintaku.
Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Pasuruan Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the past experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fern forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. If you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Bukalah hatimu, rasakan semangat jiwamu. Di sini kita berkumpul bersama, menikmati indahnya suasana, cerahkan dunia dengan senyumanmu. Ayo semua mari bernyanyi, hilangin sejak, hilangkan gegar kita, warna-warni jejak terlihat, mengarahkan ke air yang pantas dinanti. Bukalah hatimu, rasakan semangat jiwamu. Kita takkan tak pernah sendiri melewati tantangan dalam hidup ini. Di sini kita berkumpul bersama, merasakan indahnya suasana, cerahkan dunia dengan senyumanmu. Satu, dua, tiga, mari bernyanyi. Matahari, hilangin sejak, hilangkan beda untuk kita. Warna-warni jejak terlihat, mengarahkan ke air yang pantas dinanti.
Kalau langit biru, angin kencang menghembus, niup jauh rasa ragumu. Kamu aku di sini, ingin berani berani menuju hari yang pantas dinanti.
Show me.